Thank you. And welcome back to Passport to Modern Jazz here at KRBS Public Radio, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I usually record early. We try and get these shows in a couple of days early. So Tuesday night, I don't know where that storm went or what it's doing. I hope it figured out what it's going to do. And it's I hope Lake Charles is just hanging in there. All my friends in Lake Charles, hey, if you listen to the show, we feel for you and we are praying. That is for sure. And we just heard from the latest out by this Round Again, a band of all-stars. We heard Brad Mehldau's composition, Father, with Joshua Redman on soprano saxophone, Christian McBride on bass, and our own Brian Blade from Shreveport on drums. And this band recorded 14 or 24 years ago. I can't remember. My memory for all of this is not good. But it's such an all-star band. But, of course, Joshua Redman, he just couldn't keep this band. This band has so many albums. Christian McBride has a big band album out I'm trying to get to. Brian Blade's got a mess of records besides all of his Wayne Shorter stuff and his R&B stuff. And when he was in New York, he was on everybody's album. Everybody was calling him to do tracks. So, and Brad Mehldau, I won't even go into it, Joshua Redman. Anyway, before that, something I love is a September song. And that's what it was, the Kurt Vile song by Reza Bazzi, and it's called The Django Shift. And Reza Bazzi on fretless guitar, Neil Alexander on organ, and this is The Django reimagined, and I think he would love it, but, you know, he's been put in this little box while he's influenced everybody has sat and played his stuff, but they don't stick to the Macaferri guitar and that swing sound, that two beat. The stuff goes forward, and it is jazz nowadays. So he's trying to modernize the Django in a sense, as jazz does, and moves forward the rules of Charlie Parker. We opened up this set before that tune, September song, Onward and Upward by Ralph Peterson and The Messenger Legacy. And this came out on the 18th. Yeah, on the 18th. We heard Billy Pierce in this band, Philip Harper on trumpet, Steve Davis on trombone, Essiet on bass, Sakai Curtis on piano, Ralph Peterson drums, and the composer of that. We've got a couple of trios come next on Passport to Modern Jazz here on KRBS. Steve Schlegel Trio alive in Harlem, and we'll hear the title cut with Jason Tideman on drums and Marty Kenny on bass. And then after that, just in Mike Casey Trio, a new release, we're going to hear Best Part with Corey Garcia on drums and Matt Devonshire on bass. And this is, yes, it is. If you young enough to know, this is the Daniel Cesar and H.E.R. Composition. And this is a unique soul jazz reimagination of Daniel Cesar's H.E.'s Grammy-winning 2017 Neo Soul hit, Best Part. And that's what Mike has in all of his stuff. And he's done a lot with these tunes. The last one that we were playing of Nat King Cole was just great with piano. This album, Law of Attraction, has had a 10-month rollout and due late in October here. And this is just great because he's a new guy and you just keep rolling him out. I don't forget him. I can't forget him. So this is kind of a slow jam. And then after that, Joe Lovano Imagines, and this is all Bird Centennial, so everything is Bird. You know, you can't help away from the guy. This is Moose and Mooch, but it's a very laid-back version from Bird Songs from Joe Lovano, Us Five, with James Weldman piano, Esperanza Spalding is just killer on bass and pretty challenged on this stuff. This is great stuff. Otis Brown III on drums and Francisco Mela on drums. And Esperanza Spalding did a lot of sessions. It's not just her songwriting and trying to be a jazz somehow, you know, make some money because, you know, you can't make money just doing sessions, you know, and she has a chance to do it. Plus, she has this great idea for songs that are unlike anybody else's. And we are sticking to Bird. This is KRVS, Passport to Modern Jazz. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
KRBS and Passport to Modern Jazz. And, you know, there's some heavy hitters on alto. There's Charlie Parker, but there's this guy, and he's really great, too. We're talking about Cannonball Adderley, and we're going to hear the standard Autumn Leaves. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. KRBS, Passport to Modern Jazz. In the background, Sadao Watanabe and the great jazz trio from Bird of Paradise from 1977. And we're here in Yardbird Suite. Hank Jones, piano. Ron Carter, bass. Tony Williams, drums. Boys, what a combo. Before that, Klaktovitsestein from Bird at 100, Reinvention, all altos, Vincent Herring, Bobby Watson, and Gary Barks, all on alto, with David Kokoski on piano, Yasui Nakamura on bass, and Carl Allen on drums. PTMJ is produced at KRBS at Cypress Lake Studio. It's a cultural service at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. Programming on KRBS comes to you each week through your listener support. For more information about KRBS and to pledge your financial support, please go to our webpage, krbs.org. Thank you for your continued support. This is PTMJ. I'm Jean Magagne.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 MHz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 MHz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.